Today the church celebrates the solemnity of the Holy Spirit, the Pentecost, the outpouring of God's Spirit in people's heart, so that we can be one body with Christ, so that we can be in communion with God on this earthly mission. Today also marks the end of Jesus Christ's earthly ministry, and for us, and the beginning, for we are called for the great mission to bring the message of God's love everywhere, so that we can feel the power of God's love that is in us. So, bow your head and let's pray. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen. May the power of the Holy Spirit come to us, we pray, O Lord, that we may keep your will faithfully in mind and heart and live it in a devout way of life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. So it's in the gospel today, we are reminded that there is a young man graduated with distinct honor and asking for a rich dad to buy a new car, a car that he dreamt of. But unfortunately, the father didn't say anything, but he died. And the son was so upset, for he never received what he wanted to from his father. And then his father died. But amazing that there is a book given to him, and that is the Bible. He didn't realize that underneath the Bible, in between, there is a car key, and it says, it is for you. A gift, a car that he was been dreaming of, exactly what he wants has been given. So what is the learning lesson here? Patient waiting for us because God answered our prayer, but in his way and in his time. But it's good to remember that we have to live the grace moment of our time, because we are Christian, not of the past, not in the future, but of today. But every day, it's a new beginning, which will give us the power to reconsider, because Jesus called us to go and bear fruit. It is in the reading of today, God, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." Jesus promised us the Spirit of truth, our helper in the journey of the uncertainty, the advocate who will guide us in the way of truth and love, of justice and joy, and of light and peace. Receiving God's Spirit means acceptance of what is God's will, not ours, and to live with a clean heart and pure mind so that we can journey to peace. And that is exactly a challenge for all of us. We're already there. We already name ourselves Christians. We live in the grace of God. We accept Christ in the Eucharist. We hear God's word longer times and many years. And still, Lord, you know what's in our heart. Sometimes we are not doing what is your will. We end up with our own selfish desires. That's why the Spirit that you have been given to us never explore, never grow, because we are still living in our own limit. That's why we ask God, give me your wisdom and knowledge, Lord, so that we can fill in the joy and make good choices in life. In choosing the right path and a true way of life, then we can say to oneself, the Spirit of God is in me. For it is in giving we are blessed, in forgiving we are free to love, and in dying we will rise for eternity. It is a communal aspect of way of life with respect and kindness. In other words, the Spirit that we receive, it's not only for us. It is for a purpose, so that we can build up community, coming here worshiping God's name that comes from within. For God's Spirit will set us free. And living in God's Spirit is our call to be united as one, bless one another, and respect the life of people with profound dignity. The Spirit gives life, and we are in communion with God to be holy, as to see God's goodness in the life of the faithful. And who are the faithful? Those who the will of God. And we got to believe, pray, and rejoice, for Christ is the primordial sacrament in every sacrament and every celebrations. In this, we become one body of Christ, knows how to respect the boundary and the differences with no limits And it is unconditional love. Through baptism and confirmation, the sacrament we receive is life-giving. It is full of grace. And the whole church celebrates the power of the Spirit that is within us. It's here. It's in our mind. It's in our lips. And if we attune ourselves, then we will learn how to live in God's Spirit. Remember the good gift that this young student received? Is the Word of God, the Bible. How many of us learn to reflect what is the Word of God? We don't need to memorize the whole Bible. Just only one Word of God every day, empowering each and every one of us now to live in God's Spirit and be faithful to the gospel of life. Because that will be the seed of hope that we can pass it on to one another. Because deep within, we carry what is good and we are valuable and we are respectful. Because a special gift of the Spirit we receive is needed to explore through our word and action so that our faith in God makes us ready to serve the Lord. But unfortunately, the gift is misused and there is no growth in the Spirit. Ask yourself. We have to re-examine our conscience. Which life, Lord, in this present moment are still never following your will? For I know sometimes hardness of heart, sometimes not believing. But I see that life without you, I am nothing. That's why, Lord, help me. Send me the Spirit so that I can live my life to the fullest. Because there is no guarantee that we profess our faith, memorize it, good. And what we say, practicing per se, that we are devout Christians. Unless our heart rests in God, it means that no more walls can divide us. No power can ruin people's lives. No selfish attitude can bring us down. In other words, change of heart. This is the key in God's mission, why God sent Jesus Christ for you and me. Change heart to make it good. And people will never grow. People never grow in faith because of limitations, power control, strict to the rules. But the fruit of the Spirit, charity, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, generosity, gentleness, faithfulness, modesty, self-control, and chastity. This will become the seed of life as a sign of love and inspiration from God. And as we live according to what is God's way, we can have peace in our hearts. For our life journey will be transformed as we respect the difference with courage to change, and we are rewarded inner peace and joy deep within. This is exactly what we are asking and praying to God, so that time to come to acknowledge Him in the life of the faithful, what we see is always be the Spirit of goodness. As I always keep telling you, we cannot change individual unless we change ourselves. You cannot understand people or give love, forgive others if you don't know understand yourself. It comes from within. It's not the selfish matters, but it is an ongoing spirit filled to grow and be matured so that upon hearing God's word, it changes directions, life directions, walking in Christ's peace. Because as we open our lips, as we walk in Christ, we can bless one another. Because in this journey of Jubilee, we can be a beacon of hope. And God's Spirit is breathed into our lives as we accept the gifts of the Holy Spirit: wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord. This will help us to understand the meaning of God's divine will, because it radiates the power of becoming one in truth and living source of joy to give. So pray for the gifts every day for a proper way of discernment. Jesus Christ in the gospel once again said, "Receive the Holy Spirit, and you will live and move and have our being." And as we pray, bow your head. Come, Holy Spirit, strengthen us with your divine presence and guide us always so that we can be people of hope. Heal our lands, justice for the victims, healing grace for the sick, comfort for the sorrow, safety of all, divine providence for our daily needs, our protector, our guide, and our peace. Lord, send forth your Spirit and renew the face of the earth as we pray for world peace, and may our worship change our heart to praise you, not only in our mere lips, but coming from the heart with gratitude, inner peace, and fullness of joy. Come, Holy Spirit, make us whole again. Renew our mind and live within our hearts as we hope to be transformed in your divine love. Come, live within us and help us to be holy as we look forward heaven, our destiny. So brothers and sisters, in this commission, we are called by God for the mission to serve and remembering the forgotten, to pray for the outcast, to uplift the neglected, give hope for the hopeless, to visit the sick and the lonely, and be the voice for the imprisoned. In this mission, we are on the journey of becoming one and bringing the good news of His love. Pure love is the greatest act of love to give, for we are living in the Spirit. Is your praise and worship real? If real, then be Christ for one another. For Jesus said, "Feed my lambs."